I'll probably be finished earlier than the time, unless somebody has a lot of questions. We finished, we're up to the Gemara on Samach Vav and Aleph at the bottom. There's two Mishnahs, we're at the bottom Gemara. We have the Mishnah that a guy says he's not marrying this lady, he makes a neder, shkura, ktsara, all these cases, and she's not, it's a neder toss, because she was never ugly. But if she is ugly, she's ugly in the neder as well. Then the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yishmael, that it was a woman that was ugly, and Rabbi Yishmael brought her into his house and beautified her. And then he said, did you make a neder from this? And he said, no. So Rabbi Yishmael said, B'nai Yisrael, no, same. La'niyas menavlas. That was Rabbi Yishmael. Frank the Gemara, Maisel Lister. Zog the Rosh. B'chiderach atana lohavi Maisel Lister, Mashama mi'karab. Become a davka shay sekura. I'm sorry, Ches, what did he change it to? Become a davka shay sekura v'yavua. In the Mishnah, it sounded loy b'pnei shkai revenasis levana kura revenasis. Said it doesn't happen. It's because it was a mistake to begin with. Then the Gemara brings the story of the kura revenasis yafa. That works. Right, and beforehand, I'm sorry, let me just finish. So, right, so this the Mishnah contradicts itself. The Mishnah called it a neder toss, which means it was a neder toss because she was not kura to begin with. Mashma, if she was kura to begin with, it's a neder, it's how. And then it brings the story of Rabbi Shmuel, who says, hey, this is the girl. Right, that means even though she's not, if this was a kura of a nasis yafa, this is not a kura that was Yafa. The Mishnah says, Loi Mimnei Kura Venasis Yafa. That would not be a toss. That would not be a mistake. And then Rabbi Shmuel takes a girl that's Kura, makes her Yafa, and says it's not an Eder. It's against what we just said. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is missing a piece. Small, I feel the Kura Venasis Yafa. Shkai Venasis Labana. Which I don't know how that happens. I don't know how, I can understand how a Shkair is Nasis Levana, how Kurev and Nasis Yafa. I just don't understand how a short girl becomes tall. Wears high heels, yeah, I guess so, yes.
She got married to Todd.
Maybe. I don't think that's what he means, but anyway, maybe. Anyway, and he says, that still is not an editor. My Sebeche Chenazim Vasa Chaisai, with Nisul the Beis of Yishmael V'yafuah. So here is the Machlokes Mishnah, and the Rush learns a certain way, which of course we learn Rush. But this Nailash, he took a Mishmael, he took a girl that was ugly, he made her look nice, and he went over to the guy and said, is this the girl you made a letter for? And he said, no. So is this a change? Is this an unpredictable change? Is this Nailat and Rishmael holds Paiskim and Nailat like we had at the beginning of the paragraph of Eliezer's opinion? That's how some Rishainim learn. Rush learns it's not Nailat because every girl is inherently beautiful. She was beautiful at the time, it just didn't come out. That's what the Rush learns. The Rush inside. Vitira of Rishmael, Nabar, somebody should be muted over there. Even she Chaylam of Jaisa, Laisa Kura Mikara. Since you can beautify her, she was never ugly. Now, that's a chiddush, because let me explain. Because you can make an argument that when the guy said Kura, he meant she looks ugly. She did look ugly at that time, right? Rabbi Shmuel made her look beautiful. He changed her appearance, which is wonderful. Great. But according to the Rush, it was a netter toss. Because when the guy said Kura, she's not. You just don't see past the surface. The other Rishayim is saying, bottom line is, she was Kura looking at the time. It changed. That's Nailat, and it's not predictable. It's not something that happens frequently. It took Rabbi Shmuel to do it. The Rai is, everybody else wasn't doing it. It was Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, the Rosh is saying a Chiddush. That's not considered Nailat. There is no Kura. There is no girl that's Kura. Every girl is Yafa. Every Jewish girl is Yafa. That's what he says. Yes.
That's exactly.
Okay. Nobody. So the Gemara is going to say what he did. But obviously, whatever you're going to say, the girls didn't cry at anybody else when he died. They cried when he died because he used to do this. That means other people either didn't try hard enough, weren't successful, whatever way you want to do it. But nobody else said what Rabbi Shmuel said. This was his personal thing. Again, that's what the Gemara says. I'm not saying anything of my own. That's the Gemara. Tana Shein Tosev Esayisolav. She had a fake tooth. So that's the Rabbi Shmuel Shein Shosav Mishalai. And he went and he paid for a golden tooth that took away her ugly look. He made, somebody said to be bothered by this, I should say, and they say he made a tooth that looked like her regular teeth. The Gemara called it Shein Shosav because to her it was as precious as a Shein Shosav. She now looked normal. It's not like you looked at her mouth and there were multicolored teeth. It was one, she made her look, her teeth looked multicolored, and that turned people off. So Bishmol went and spent his own money. Obviously, it wasn't cheap in those days. It's not cheap today. For sure, it wasn't cheap those days to do a tooth. And he made it from his own money, and therefore she became beautiful. That's what the bride just said happened. Dr. Rush, Shein Tosev Esarlo Shenishbar, Echa Mishaneha, Shenishbar Echa Mishaneha, Vayishivu Lo Shein Shosav B'mkaima. And he went and put his Shein Shosav, either gold or mold, what looked like her teeth, whatever way you want to learn, he solved the problem.
Some cultures, that's attractive.
I'm sorry?
Some cultures, gold tooth is attractive to Russians.
Currently, if you...
That's because you can sell the gold and buy eggs. Lighter. Tishakov.
Nephra.
That needs to be platinum now.
Yes.
Oh, that's for a young girl.
Tishakov, Rabbi Shmuel. The Germans, Rachmana Lutzman, by the Nazis, that's what they did. They pried open and grabbed gold teeth. It was common by Jews to have gold teeth. And they used to pry open the mouth to get the gold teeth. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel, Pasuk Alahu, Sabdan Hocha. The one who was Masbidim, they had professional eulogizers. And he said the following. And he said the psukim that it says, Vashol, Hamabishchem, whatever the psukim over there say, that dressed you and took care of you, that's what he said. Now we're going to have a bunch of stories. Interesting stories. The reason they're here is interesting because really it has nothing to do with making a person beautiful, but it talks about building shalom bayis. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel did. By making girls look beautiful, he created shalom bayis. That's what he did. So the Gemara is going to bring you a bunch of stories of how Meroim and Tanoim either did or did not create shalom bayis, as we will see.
Why is it called shalom bayis?
Because husbands will love wives better if they're beautiful.
She was unmarried.
Again, so now she's married.
Okay.
And she's not sitting and waiting for the shotgun to call, number one. Number two, he might have done that for a married woman as well.
This
is a kasha namaisa. The Gemara brings stories of shalom bayis. And they say, because it'll be small, enhanced shalom bayis. Think of it any way you want to. Yeah. Whatever way you want to answer it, answer it. Yes?
Well, this is also pleasing a husband, even a husband who is basically behaving like a guy. Well, Orlovet one time was speaking to a girl's school, and he said, if your husband is with you at night and you're being intimate, he's thinking of how you look, that's no different at all than him sleeping with another.
Okay, I'd rather not get involved in that. Don't think about it. Ha'ud Amal Adabistu, a guy said to his wife, Kainim Shiat Nanisli Achatatimi Shavshilech Reb Yehudah Reb Shimon. I ask you to have pleasure from me until you taste, give your food to taste the beauty of Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, he did not like her recipe. And he was trying to tell her how terrible it is. He said, get Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon to eat this. Now, that was my addition to the story. It doesn't say the reason he said that. I'm conjecturing. I don't usually like to speculate. But I would say, why in the world does the husband want Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon to eat it? Because he was trying to prove his wife a point. Either that, or he felt his wife's food was so great that he wanted the Yehuda Rabbi Shimon to be tired by Lamazah. But I doubt that, because why would he ask for his wife an anah if she doesn't do it? But that's what happened. Rabbi Yehuda told him, Rabbi Yehuda tasted it, and he said, Akav HaKaimer. Hashem lets his name be erased to keep Shalom Bayis, right? Besafik. Because she might be guilty, she might not be guilty. It might save Shalom Bayis. It might kill her. And ye, Allah has come of a comma. So I shouldn't eat it if I can save Shalom Bayis. Rav Shimon loy tam. Shimon refused. Ama yumusu ko b'nei amana, v'au yazes Shimon memkaymai. Let all the children of the amana die. Some Rishonim learn he cursed her. He cursed the guy who made the netter. meaning let him die and let his kids die. I don't care. But I'm not going to eat the food because two reasons. Number one, Kavod HaTaira. You don't do this to Reb Shimon. You don't go and tell Reb Shimon he has to eat some lady's food because you're not case. And for Yaid, we're not going to start a process here that people start making the Torah. I'm going to teach them a lesson. Rush, he doesn't learn, he cursed him. Rush says, Yimusiko b'nei Amono, b'nei Amonos ein lehem da'av, la'adricham b'derech yishara. What happens is, b'nei Amono have no father to teach them proper etiquette. Ve'ena b'nei Tarbus, and they're not people of etiquette, really. Like this guy who just sent his wife to give me food. He obviously doesn't get the rules of the game. He doesn't know how to live like a society. Well, let all those people who weren't taught etiquette, I don't care if they end up dying, and I'm not going to taste his wife's food. So going to the Rush, it's not a curse, but a statement. Not my job to teach people etiquette. And I'm not going to give in on my Kavod HaTaira. He's a gadol, he has to keep a certain distance, and I'm not going to teach people to make an edit. Yes?
What does he do with Rabbi's
prophet? He felt that's not enough to, the Rabbi Nishlam about it. Now, I can't be Michael on my Kavod HaTaira. Again, whatever it is. Don't think about it. Who's Amr Levisu? Again, we're going to have multiple stories now. Kainim Shat Nenesli, actually, Taruka by Reb Shimon Gamliel. This guy was a real smart guy. He said, you can't have pleasure for me till you spit at Rabbi Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Nasi, by the way. I just want to know what he was. He was the Nasi. He was it. And he said, you can't have pleasure till you spit at Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why he said that? I have no idea. But obviously he's not from the North. He obviously wants to embarrass his wife terribly. And, I think it's verbal abuse or abuse of some kind, but that we're not here to deal with therapy now. Usus, so she came. What?
There's no grounds to such a crazy matter.
Here she is, a woman that's sold by her husband. I'm not giving you a thing. You can't have pleasure for me till you spit her of Shem Gamliel. Now put yourself in the woman's position. She's going out of her mind at this point. He has to be mounted in her, not she. He's not being mounted in her. So he's not being mounted in her. What's he supposed to do?
Go to Rav and say, I want out of this marriage.
Maybe she can't afford it. Maybe if she's going to be out of the marriage, she'll be out of food.
She doesn't have to say she wants to be out of the marriage.
Us is Veronica Kalbuche. So she came and spit on the clothing of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Sharia, and he said, that's good enough. You kept her tonight. He wanted to embarrass her. Is this embarrassing her? It's pretty embarrassing to spit on the clothing of a Nasi. I mean, just imagine it. Pick the biggest God will be strong, and you tell a woman to go spit in his clothing. I think it's rather embarrassing for the woman, yes?
I knew a woman who went through Chalitza. She said that when the time came, she was in such fear that her mouth was completely dry and she's like standing there trying to. That's going to be embarrassing to her herself.
But that's not why we tell him to split by Chalitza. Right. Who Damer Levisu? We have more stories here, so we're going to do the stories. I forgot. I didn't do the Rush. I just assumed him Kaimai. Lezalzu Bekvay Terasai. So now Terash answers why he didn't learn from Saita. Ledami Lashka Saita Shekina Labaylu L'Shem Shemayim. Saita happens L'Shem Shemayim. The husband gives her the warning because he's trying to prevent himself from living with a woman he shouldn't live with. So the Rabbi Nisham says, here's a man that means well. So I'm going to let my name be erased. This man didn't mean well. And therefore, Zakhtim Shemin, I'm not going to be my Kavod HaTaira. Al-Sharaba, Shai-Shaber, Sadat Yudis. He thought he wasn't acting properly. Zakhtim Shemin, right. Ahu, the Amalala Deviso. Kainim Shatinanasli, Achetiri, and the Russian Gairis, Mu'um Shabach, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yaisi. You gotta go show your something that's nice by Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yaisi should say, that's a nice thing. Meaning, I want Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yaisi to acknowledge you have one good feature. One. Just find one. So that you came to Mishmar Rabbi Yitzi, before Hashem said he didn't look at her, he asked questions about her. So when she came, Amar Lahem, Shemir Raishanah, maybe she has a nice form of a head. Amar Lois Gaugoli. They said it's a round head. Round heads are not nice.
Who's the dialogue between?
A husband and a wife.
No, Amar
Lahem. To this Tamidim, whoever is there looking at the lady. He's asking questions about this lady.
Well, before she even comes.
No, she came. And now he has to find a beautiful thing. He's not looking at her.
He's not looking at her. He's asking the Tamidim.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It was whoever was looking at her, right.
Okay.
So they said as a round head. What is the Bachad? Right. Shemisarana. Maybe she has nice hair. It's like strands of flax. Zagdarash. Achiturim umshabach. Claim umma something. And yes, because sum damer yafa. Sgaugul, ugul. Umachuru, it's ugly. Diamond and Lutte pishtad. Nefutsais ukruchai zubazu. Nefutsais means, I think it means like you comb it, it becomes strands. And it's wrapped with each other. A very not appealing look of hair.
Dreadlocks.
What? What does he call it? What does he say?
Bundles of comb flat.
Okay. Shemei nana. Maybe she has nice eyes. Terutas. Hey, they are round. I would have said she has Chinese eyes, but Darush doesn't learn that way. Terutas are Darush. Agulais. He said, Shema. And I just did that. Shema is not enough. No, maybe she has nice ears. Full eyes. They're like doubled over. Like ears that are like, you know,
twice
double
the
over.
Size.
What?
He says twice the normal size.
Right. That's what he says. Full eyes means double over. Okay, maybe.
Rush
has titles. Rush doesn't say anything. I don't see Rush say anything. Yes, it is. I'm sorry, my mistake. I missed it. Rush has it out of order, that's why. Shema Chaitmanah. So they told him, Bolimhu, it looks closed. She had a short nose, so it looked like it was stuffed. So Trashi, Bolim, Sussum, covered to near Sussum. Short, and it looks like it's closed up, like her nostrils aren't open. Kulais, Gdaila, Zanirith, Kilain, Kulais. That's what the Rosh says. Shemus, if Sasanas. Maybe she has nice lips. Obisain, the thick lips. Shemus, Abarana. Maybe she has a nice neck. Shuck it to. It's low down. Rashi Kutcher, Gnabim Chiris, Gabi Mumun, Sabare Shukut. A Kayan who has a neck that's low down, he has no neck. Like it's into his body, it's called the Balmum. So he said to her, he said, Shabakresina. Maybe she has a nice stomach. Not revealed, Chas V'Shalom. But her figure of her stomach is nice. Tabahu, she's fat. Shabaraglanas. Maybe she has nice feet. Rechavish Kishulam says she has goose feet, wide feet. So he said, Shemana, maybe she has a nice name. He said, Lachluchishma, she's called ugly. Amar Lahem, Yafakarina is Lachluchish, she has a nice name, beautiful name, it fits her perfectly. Very few names fit a person so perfectly. So I found something nice, her name is beautiful.
Fits her.
What?
Befitting.
It's befitting. The netter is off. I found something nice. Zogdarash. Nebuch, this lady has a lot of mumim. And the name fits her perfectly. Okay, here we go to the next case. I think this is the last one. Ahim Ahu Bar Bavo, the son of Fire of Israel. Bavo guy came to Israel. And there's a language barrier, meaning there are words that have double meanings, and you're supposed to read the room. You're supposed to understand which one he means. There's two meanings to the word, but context is supposed to play a role. If you're an exact person that goes by the first meaning of Webster's, it might not mean the meaning that the person meant. If you read the room, you know what he meant. If you just go by the word he said, you don't know what he meant. So here's the case. Amalam b'shilili krei taufi. Cook me two beans. So, when a guy says, cook me two beans, he doesn't mean two beans. He means to say, give me a little portion. Give me a few, give me two or three. He doesn't mean, give me two or three beans. He means, give me a couple. Right, exactly. So she took him literally. She didn't lay trade healthy. So she gave him supper. She gave him two beans. Rosh HaGaloi got angry at her. Excuse me, that's what you gave me? This is supper? She listened to his words. He said two beans. The next day he said, Amar Lamacha Amar La B'Shilu Li Griva. Now Griva means, what does he call Griva?
A full measure.
A full measure. So again, that just means a large portion. That's what it means. But she said full measure means a whole thing.
A whole box.
So B'Shilu Li Griva. So he's incensed that this lady just doesn't get what he's saying. Amar La Zili Aitali Trei Betzini. Go bring me two betzini, which can mean watermelons, but it can also mean candles. The word has two meanings in Webster's. He meant two watermelons. He's eating. He wants two watermelons. So she went, she brought two candles. Amalam zili tavre yasen areisha debava. Break these candles, the candles are the holders, on the door. Bava means the door. Break him on the top of the door. Like he's the poor guy. He's losing it. So she thought it meant break him on Bava Bambuta's head. He's also called Bava. So Havayasa Bambuta Bava. He was sitting by the door. Kadon Dina, he was sitting by the door of his bed and it was paskening. Azlas Vatabashas and Aresh. So she went and broke it over his head. She did exactly what her husband did, said. He asked her, why did you break it over my head? So what does Bava Bambuta do? You did what your husband want. You should have two children like me. Dr. Rush, Aisli Batsini, I'm sorry, I didn't learn the other ones. Bashli Lee, train talbogan. Glam a double mood. Came down clutch from the other one, my double mood. Aleve Beis. The guy just shite up. Obviously, she was not from the smartest tools in the shed. The Havina, a double kip shutai. See, I don't understand. The only part of the story I have problems with is that he came from Bubble to Arch Stroll. That had no bearing on the story because this lady didn't understand that whether he was an Arch Stroll or a Bubble guy. It wasn't like a mixed up of words what they mean. The word meant. Two beans meant a little beans. That's how the room reads, right? It's not because he's from Bubble, she's from Eretz Yisrael. If she were from Bubble and came to Eretz Yisrael, and she sat there with a dictionary, maybe. But this didn't happen. A watermelon is better than a gourd. Why two kids? Stay there. So he gave her a bracha. She be zaycha, the two kids like Baba Mabuta, yes.
I think the answer to your question is very straightforward. That in Babylonia and in Israel, idioms are definitions.
Could be. Again, to me, when you say, cook me a couple of beans, again, she took it literally.
Literally, she looks up the word couple means, it means two.
Problem is, he was a man to throw. It was his mind. I'm not arguing. I got it. Now we're switching totally topics. The next two prakim, the final two prakim in the Dharam, talk about Hafaris and Ataris Nadarim. Till now, we talked about Nadarim, Mandarchal, Mandarachal. We did mention Ataris Nadarim in the third period, Haratar Pesach, but that came about because there were Nadarim that weren't Chal, so we talked about how to remove them. But that was no Mishnayas. And we talked about excuses for a Pesach, but now we're talking about the right to be Matar. We're going to talk about it as we go along.
Let's say it's a positive thing. Not when it's affecting a third party.
Now, nobody ever said that she did the right thing. Nobody said, no, he didn't. He just gave the Mepharshim said, God, of course she did the wrong thing. You don't break something on the God Badar's head, no matter what your husband told you. But the Bava Mabuta, he understood her enough to understand he's dealing with this kind of a lady. He gave her a bracha. Rush calls her a shaita. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, I don't like to call people names. But the Rush calls her a shaita. Yes? I don't know if I really answer it. By the way, Buffalo Buddha was from Bishamai. Those who walk around saying the stupidity that Bishamai were tough people. Baba Babuta was from
Bishamai.
I'm saying. Hadra Kabriyazir. Nara Marasa, Avio Baila, the fear of Midra. The Torah gave a father a right to be made for Nadara. The Torah gave a husband a right to be made for Nadara.
Give a whole
parsha here. Very good. It's called Parsha Smatais. It's in the Chumash. Right. The Torah gave a father a right to be made for Nadara. The Torah gave a husband the right to be made for Nadara. Let me just set up that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Torah is clear about which Nadara a husband can be made for. Either Inui Nefesh, something that's afflicting his wife, and the translation of what's considered afflicting will be discussed at length, or Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina, affect their relationship. And what that means will also be discussed at length. By the father, the Torah did not say. The Torah never said what kind of Nadarim a father can be made for. Talks about a father, switches to a husband, says by a husband that he's limited, which Nadarim he can be made for. So there's a Machloikas Rishonim that the Ram brought all the way back on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. I mean, Machloikas Rishonim exists everywhere, just the Ram brought it on Gimel Amud Aleph. Whether a father is limited to the same as the husband, or whether, I have to find it here, or whether, the Rush says, right, anyway, I don't know if he brings them, so I shouldn't say that. But whether or not is Machlokes Rishonim. Some say yes, some say not. Yes?
Concerning, I have never been clear on the difference between Baal and Mefer.
Okay, thank you for asking the question. Baal is Mefer. Achacham is Matir. There's going to be a long Gemara that discusses the difference. But the basic difference is the Baal does not remove the netter originally. It is not saying the netter was a mistake and therefore never existed. He just cuts it off now. That means if she violated before he was made for her, she's chayav, malchus, whatever, she's chayav. A chacham removes the netter. It never happened. If she violated it earlier, she's not going to bring any carbon, she's not going to do anything because it never existed. He removed it retroactive. Matra means to remove retroactive. Hebrew means to stop it in its tracks. That's the basic difference. There are more differences. But that's it. So now we're talking about Hafara.
So does that mean that one person is made for a nether or Hafara? Either way, does it take away that they made a nether?
No. Hafara does not take away she made the nether. She just doesn't keep it anymore. It's blocked.
And as a Chacham is Matir?
It never happened.
It never happened. So in other words, they did an Avera Midrabanan of making a nether. It's
the
husband that's doing it.
Not the Rabbanon. Again, she didn't do whatever. The lady made a netter. There's no Avera to make a netter. Suggested not a good thing. Not an Avera.
It's not going over what the Rabbanon wants. That's not some kind of
a Again, thing. The Torah suggests it's not a good idea. But a netter is no Avera by making a netter. Now, she violated the netter. That's an Avera. A biblical Avera. The Chacham is Matir. It's as if she wasn't. She never violated it.
She took away Averis.
Correct. That's why we do Ataras Nadarim. So we can remove all the Averis of Nadarim retroactive.
A
Baal cannot do that.
If the Baal, let's say, was made for her, okay, she did the Averis before it was made for her. She didn't go to
Chacham. No, once it's gone, I don't think she can do it, though. Now, again, there's so many more differences in Afara and Atara. Also, I'm going to say one more because I don't want to spend my whole day talking about this, is that Afara has to be done the day the husband heard or the day the father heard. The minute the sun sets, according to the way we paskin, the minute the sun sets, he loses his ability to do Atara, Afara. Atara's Nadarim can be done till she turns 120. That's what it means. So there's another difference. Again, the husband heard it, but her father heard it, and didn't react, and the son said, he can no longer ever be made for this.
That's 24 hours?
That I said the way we pass it. There's going to be a ton of that faith test. Yes, I did. I said the way we pass it a minute ago.
Well, I didn't
mention that there's a second opinion. I said, but the way we pass it, it's still sunset. That's what I said. Anyway, Dr. Mishnah. I'm sorry.
For Nedarim, are Kabbalists included here also?
Yeah, now this is a big shaila. Yes, is the answer. Practically, yes. I'm not going to get involved in the Einish and the thing, and I'm not getting involved. There's a difference, but for our purposes, there's no difference. Naira Maras, Aviyah Baila Mafir Nadira. Dr. Rush. Bashud Beis, Babiyah Shte Saras, Kari Nara. So the first thing the Rush does is translate. Who is a Nara? Achiavra Lashisha Kadoshim Shaviyah Beis Saras. She's a Nara for 6 months. Exactly. Going through the way we pass. And again, that's a Machloikas, but not in this Mesefta, it's in Kedushin. 6 months. Exactly. The us Kruyan Bagaris. The Yatsas and Meshosavia, and the father loses any control over her. A 12-and-a-half-year-old girl, assuming she became a Naira at 12, she brought Shnei Saras that day. 6 months later, he can no longer be made for any of the darm she makes. The Yimei Meshach Nairaseha, Obiyo Baila Mefir Nadireha. Meaning, if she's an Arusa, so she's now bound to two people. She's bound to her father still. She hasn't left his house. She's not totally married yet. But at the same time, she's bound to her husband, who's half married to her. She's an Ashish. But as far as this is concerned, he's part of her controlling her, so to speak. So at that point, she needs both Hafaras.
A 10-11-year-old?
Again. The Legatlus. The year before she turns 12. Im yada l'shem minadra, the nidra nedem in atayra. At that point, it could work, it could not work, depending on the girl. She understands nedarim, what it means, what it obligates her, so then at 11 her nedar works, even though she's a ketana. She can't make any kinyanim, but this she can do, min atayra, we learned it out from the pasuk. Yeremina b'isabiyat, the muflus amaklish the raisa. The truth is, it's a maklishus amaroim. But the Rush is bringing down that we pass it to the Raisa, and that's how he's operating. And the same thing is true by a boy, but by a boy there's no Afara. Nobody can be made for a boy's netter. He can be Mater, but he can't be. Nobody's there to be made for. Nobody controls him. At 12, he starts making the Dharm if he knows who it's for, and the Rush learns it's biblical. And at 13, he makes the Dharm without having to know what it means.
How about she's 10 real smart?
Nothing. So she should go to skip a class in school, that's all it means.
My granddaughter did that.
I know your granddaughter is smart, she's wonderful, but it has nothing to do with this Mishnah.
They're right,
sir. It's 10, he asked if she's 10. Okay. No, a girl, only 11, the year before God.
Only 1 year.
Only 1 year.
Didn't say exactly.
Yes, he did. He said, Mishana Hasmukha Legadlus.
1 year.
Avarav, loy Avarabau. Avarabau, loy Avarav. Meaning, you need both. If one is made for the other one's not, it's worthless. And if one's Mekayim, which is actively saying it's a good netter, not just keeping quiet, then for sure, nobody other one can't be made for. And we will discuss this in Mechashem next week at length. Zog Darash, Vein Tzarech Leim Shekayim Mechamem, Shemekayim Mechamem, Ein Hasheni Yochel Ofer. Now, I just want to point out that the test is only up to the Mishnah. I did not ask any questions on the Mishnah. Everybody should have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh and a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful...